Title: Roller Guide. Rewind Moments Slice in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, let's build one of the most iconic jungle and old school drum and bass hype tools, the roller. That little moment right before a drop, where it feels like the track rewinds time for a split second then slams back into the groove. We're doing this beginner-friendly in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple. Take a tiny slice of a breakbeat, loop it fast so it's tempo-locked, then give it that rewind character using pitch, filtering, a bit of grit, and just enough space. By the end you'll have your main break track, a dedicated roller track you can trigger anywhere, and a clean one-bar pre-drop fill that instantly gives you jungle tension. Step 0. Set up a jungle ready session. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. If you want a solid default, go 172. Create an audio track and name it Break. Drop in a classic break like Amen, Think, Hot Pants, whatever you've got access to and have clearance to use. Now double-click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, choose transients. Then set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40 to start. Quick teacher note, if your break starts sounding smeary or facey, that's usually the warp mode. Complex and Complex Pro can soften transients. Beats mode keeps drums crisp, which is exactly what you want for this style. If the loop isn't sitting on the grid, right-click and choose warp from here, straight, and make sure it loops cleanly for a few bars. The goal is that the break feels punchy and stable against the metronome. Step 1. Find the rewind moment slice. This is the secret sauce. A roller slice is usually not a whole drum hit. It's a micro moment. Often it's a little bit of snare tail, a hat smear, a ghost note, or that messy kick-to-snare transition area where there's a cluster of transients and noise. Zoom way in on the waveform. Then listen for a busy little moment, often right before the snare lands. Highlight a short selection. Start with about a 16th note length, then experiment smaller, 32nd, or even tiny fragments. Extra coach tip, tick slices by motion, not by hit type. If your loop just sounds like a static click, it won't feel like a proper roller. Nudge the start point a few milliseconds earlier or later until the loop wiggles when it repeats. That little internal change is what makes it feel alive and sampled, not robotic. Also, add micro fades. In clip view, put a tiny fade in and fade out, just a few milliseconds. That does two things. It prevents clicks, and it gives you that softened, hardware sampled edge. Step 2. Create a dedicated roller clip, so you're not fighting your main break. Here's the clean workflow. In your break clip, with that tiny slice selected, hit Consolidate. That's Command-J on Mac or Control-J on Windows. Now you've got a new clip that contains only that micro slice. Drag that consolidated clip onto a new audio track and name it Roller. On the Roller clip, make sure Warp is on. Warp Mode. Beats. Preserve. Transients. Turn Loop on. Then set the loop length. Start at a 16th note. If you want that more intense machine gun tension, try a 32nd note loop. Now hit Play. You should hear that buzz, that stutter, lock to the grid. If it feels too slow, go shorter. If it feels messy and you can't hear a rhythm, go slightly longer or choose a slice with clearer motion. Step 3. Make it feel like a rewind. This is where it turns from repeat into jungle attitude. First, pitch movement. In the roller clip, use clip transpose. Start at 0. Then we're going to automate it so it dips down briefly. A classic move is something like 0 down to minus 3, then minus 7 semitones over about half a bar. Or go more dramatic, a quick dip to minus 12 semitones just for a 16th note, then snap back to 0 right before the drop. To automate it in arrangement view, press it to enter automation mode. Find the roller track parameter for clip transpose and draw a quick downward curve. Teacher note, you don't need an actual DJ rewind sample to get rewind energy. In this context, the brain reads pitch dropping plus repetition as pulling back time. Keep it short and intentional. Next, filtering and movement with auto filter. On the roller track, add auto filter. Choose a low pass filter. Set the frequency somewhere around 6 to 12 kHz as a starting point. Resonance around 0.20 to 0.40, so it bites a little but doesn't whistle. If your filter model has drive, add a few dB, like plus 2 to plus 6 for extra thickness. Now automate the cutoff. Over one bar, sweep from around 2 kHz up to maybe 10 to 14 kHz. That classic opening filter ramp screams buildup. Or you can do the opposite. Close the filter right at the end to create a suck-in moment before the drop. Both work. Pick the vibe you want. Next, grit with saturator. Put saturator after auto filter. Try analog clip or soft sign and start with analog clip for that rude, old school edge. Drive around plus 3 to plus 8 dB. Then pull the output down so you're not clipping just because it's louder. If there's a soft clip option, turn it on. It keeps things aggressive without nuking your master. Next, space with echo. An echo after saturator. Keep it synced. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/16. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Inside echo, filter the repeats so they don't cloud your mix. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, high cut around 4 to 8 kHz. Then set mix low, like 8 to 18%. Subtle. The idea is not big reverb wash. It's this is happening through a sound system in a room. That dubby, Ravira Air. Optional. If you want crunchy pirate radio edges, add redux before saturator. Don't go crazy. Bit reduction around 10 to 14, and just a little downsampling. Tasteful. If you overdo it, the roller turns into sand and you lose the break character. Step 4. Make it roll like proper DNB, meaning it starts and stops clean. This matters more than people think. If your roller bleeds into the downbeat, your drop loses impact. You've got two easy options. Option 1. Add gate after echo. Adjust the threshold until the silence between hits is actually clean. Keep the return short. Set the floor very low so it closes fully. Option 2. Automate volume. Literally chop the roller off right before the drop. Coach tip. Leave the downbeat clean on purpose. Even stopping the roller a tiny bit early, like a 64th note early, makes the first kick or snare or the drop hit harder. Jungle is all about contrast. That tiny gap is a weapon. Now, arrangement placements you can copy right away. Placement 1. The classic 1-bar pre-drop roller. In the bar before the drop, let the normal break run for beats 1 to 3, then let the roller take over for beats 3 to 4. Then at the drop, cut the roller instantly and bring the full break and bass back in. Placement 2. The half-bar panic button. Use the roller only for the last two beats before a switch. It's quick, tense, and doesn't overstay. Placement 3. Mid-phrase spice. Every 8 bars, do a tiny burst like an 8th note or quarter note roller to keep momentum. And here's an arrangement upgrade idea that sounds sick and is still beginner-friendly. An energy ramp. Make two roller clips. One that loops at a 16th feel and one that loops at a 32nd feel. In the bar before the drop, play the 16th roller first, then switch to the 32nd roller near the end so it feels like it's accelerating. Also try a fake edit. Roller playing, then a super quick mute for a 16th note, then roller back in. That micro silence creates a huge perceived impact. Step 5. Glue the roller to your main break so it doesn't sound pasted on. This is a super common beginner issue. The roller is technically from the break, but it still can feel like it's sitting on top instead of being part of the same record. Group the break and roller tracks. Select both and group them. On the group, add drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15. Crunch 0 to 20. Be careful with boom. Rollers can get boxy fast, so keep boom subtle or off. Then add EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to keep sub-rumble out. If it's getting harsh, tame a bit around 6 to 10 kHz. Extra coach note, watch phase and punch if the roller plays over the original break. Sometimes transients fight. If it sounds like it's canceling or getting weirdly thin, either mute the break for that roller moment, or keep both, but reduce the lows on the roller, so it acts like a texture layer, not a second kick. Common mistakes to avoid as you build this. If your slice is too long, it stops feeling like a rewind and starts feeling like a loop. If your transients are smeary, go back to beats warp mode. If the roller is louder than the drop, it's doing the opposite of what you want. If you don't stop it cleanly before the drop, you lose impact. And if you drown it in reverb or echo, it turns to wash and you lose that crisp jungle snap. Quick mini practice you can do in 15 minutes. Load a break, warp it cleanly at 172. Make three roller clips. Roller A, 16th loop, no pitch automation. Roller B, 32nd loop, automate transpose from 0 down to minus 7 over 1 bar. Roller C, 16th loop, and do an auto filter sweep from about 2 kHz up to 12 kHz. Then arrange a 16 bar phrase, bars 1 to 8, break only. At bar 8, add roller A for the last half bar. At bar 16, add roller B for the last full bar and cut it hard at the drop. Render a quick bounce and listen at low volume. Ask yourself, does the drop feel bigger? Does the roller stop cleanly? Does it sound like the same record as the break? One more pro workflow tip before we wrap. Commit your favorite rollers to audio. Once it feels right, freeze and flatten, or resample it. That stops the endless tweaking loop and makes it easier to chop and arrange like old records did. Recap: a jungle roller is a tiny break slice looped fast, usually 16th to 30 second. Use Beats Warp Mode to keep transients sharp. Create rewind energy with pitch automation plus filter movement. Add character with saturator, echo, and optionally redux. Arrange it in short, intentional bursts, and cut it cleanly before the drop. If you tell me which break you're using and your BPM, and whether your drop is kick first or snare first, I can suggest a few high success micro slice zones to try, and a ready-to-go roller chain that matches that exact vibe.